Today on the SOP, we're talking what are the best podcasting plugins for WordPress.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, hello, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you very much for tuning in to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. This is where we talk about all things podcasting, whether it be producing, planning, promoting, every inch of podcasting. This is what we talk about now. You can contact me, because podcasting is time-shifted conversations on a global basis, by the way. And if that doesn't make any sense to you, then you need to sign up at theschoolofpodcasting.com. That's our website. You can also email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, or you can call in your comments, 888-563-3228. That is courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com, or you can leave a comment out at our blog, which is what George did last week from the oneminutehowto.com. We were talking about different RSS readers, and he was with me. He hated to see Feed Demon kind of change their style, and he said he was using Bloglines, which I talked about. Bloglines.com is kind of a web-based version, and he said, unfortunately, he logged in one day to his account, and they had somehow lost all of his RSS feeds, and he was not happy about that. So thank you for the heads up, and if you want some, you know, fun promotion for your podcast, go over to oneminutehowto.com and think of something that you can explain in 1 minute and get a hold of George. He's always looking for people to promote their podcast on that particular podcast. So I get asked questions a lot about what should I use in terms of equipment, in terms of software, things like that. Most of that you can go to schoolofpodcasting.com/equipment, and you'll see in terms of hardware and things like that. Speaking of that, right now I'm using a Zune H4. And I'm not using the Zune H4 microphone. I'm carrying around a Shure SM58. Now, the bad news about this, the Zune, I always call it a Zoom. It's a Zoom with an M. Has no way to record in mono. So I'm going to have to go home and take this file and say, take the left channel and make it mono and ignore the right channel, because there's nothing in it. Not a thing in the right channel at all. So that's how I'm doing today's show, because I'm at a friend's house and it's time to podcast. So the question I get a lot is, you know, in terms of plugins, there was PodPress, which PodPress was phenomenal when it first came out, and it was actually updated a little too much, for my opinion, and they kept adding more and more features and things of that nature, and then it went dead for the better part of a year, probably 6 to 9 months, to where finally WordPress came up with a fix, because it didn't work with the latest version of WordPress, and they fixed it. But the owner is a great guy, by the way. I've made tutorials for him, but he's just basically said, look, you know, it doesn't really pay to be a WordPress plugin developer, and he's got other projects that probably pay him. And so as WordPress continues to grow, I don't recommend PodPress in the fact that there's not a whole lot of support behind it. There's a lot of people using it, but, you know, admittedly, the developer said, you know, if somebody wants to help me with developing this, that's fine, but I've got other things to do. And to that, I say thank you for many great years of a great product. But what do we do now, Dave? Well, there's the One Pixel Player, which was used in PodPress, where you can make the changes of what it looks like and things of that nature. Very easy. You simply link, you can set this up to, all you have to do is link to an MP3 in your blog post, and it'll put a player and do your enclosures, the whole nine yards. It's great. Very easy. The kind of bad news is if there, you kind of have to tweak some things if you want to put a download link, because some people may want to download it to their computer, and if you just have a player there, there's no way to download. So that has its pluses and its advantages. It does have a great feature on it where you can have your own what I call pre-roll. So for anybody that's listening on the web, you could say, hey, thanks for tuning in to theschoolofpodcasting.com. If you'd like to subscribe to this podcast, simply go to schoolofpodcasting.com/iTunes and subscribe today. And then it would actually play the episode, and you could actually have it play something at the end. I hope you enjoyed this please go to whatever, whatever, and donate, or whatever you want to say. You can add those automatically, and that's just for people that listen on the web. It doesn't happen to people in your RSS feed. That's a cool thing of the One Pixel Player, and I'll have a link to this out in the show notes, which you can see at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. Now, the one I've been using a lot is the Blueberry Player. This is from the Blueberry Network, Todd Cochran and the boys, and Angelo. If you want to talk about support for a plugin, Blueberry is all behind it. And what they basically did is when PodPress more or less dropped the ball, they picked it up and ran with it. In fact, there are actually parts of their code go in and look for the old PodPress code, and they bring it over to their plugin. And it's been great. It started off very simple, and the one thing I didn't like about it, and it was only one thing, is the fact that I missed the One Pixel Player capability to change the color of the player. And because I like it too, it was basically a gray player. But not everybody, and it's, you know, if you have a bright orange website, it's like, you know, I wish I could make it black and orange or something, or green or blue or whatever. You couldn't really change the look of it. And but the Blueberry PowerPress, I know it gets confusing. There's PowerPress and PodPress. The PowerPress plugin had a great automatic feature to where you could have a download link and open in a new window link, which is great for people that might be surfing at work and they want to listen to it but close your website. They click on that, pops up a player, they close your website, and they listen to your podcast right there at work, as well as the streaming player. They've added more features to it that tie in with their hosting service that I understand why they do it. I personally don't use it. I have nothing against them. They're basically using, I think, a modified version of Libsyn or maybe Amazon. I'm not sure. And they have stats. All are fine. I just don't use them. And I've checked them out. They're okay. But here's the beautiful thing. So the question is, Dave, what's the best player for podcasters? It is by now, hands down, in October of 2009, the Blueberry PowerPress player. Because what did they do? What did they do? They listened to everybody saying, hey, is there any way you can incorporate the One Pixel Player? Everybody loves that customizable player. And they did. And they added like four other players that are just as cool. So you can have the same old gray player, or you can have the One Pixel, and all this, and you can still have the open in a new window, open as a download, or save as a download, things like that. So right now, if somebody asked me, and somebody did this week, what's the best plugin for podcasters, hands down, in October 2009, it is the Blueberry PowerPress Player. I will have a link to that out in the show notes, or if you just go to Google and type in Blueberry. Now, Blueberry has no E, so it's B-L-U-B-R-R-Y, very Web 2.0, Todd Cochran and the boys. Blueberry PowerPress, you'll find a link to it, or if you're in WordPress, just go under Appearance, go to Plugins, and Add New, I think it is, if you're running the same version, and you can do a search for PowerPress. Now, the other things I use in terms of plugins is I use the WordPress Automatic Upgrade and the WordPress Automatic Backup. I know WordPress now has a built-in automatic upgrade, but I like the plugin because it gives me the ability to do a backup. So I use those, and I have one that just automatically backs it up automatically. You can set it to be every day, every week, but every now and then I just get an email that says, hey, here's your backup of your blog. That way, God forbid something happens and I lose everything, I've got a backup. I could find a new host, load WordPress, and install my backup. So I have those. I use the Google Analytics plugin, but I'll be honest with you, I don't really check my Google Analytics a lot. I check my downloads, which I use at Libsyn.com, or I check my traffic at my website. I use HostGator is my host for my web. And if you're looking for, I call it the face of your website. You can go to, if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/HostGator, or if you're on a really tight budget, I actually am a reseller for HostGator. You can go to coolerwebsites.com and you can actually get hosting for $4 a month with no long-term contract. But I will go in there and I will check my hits in terms of what are people typing in. Like, I had a blog post about Joel Osteen. I think he said he's getting like 5 million downloads an episode. And I get a lot of hits to my website of people looking about Joel Osteen. So I don't really, it's a long way to go to say I don't really pay a lot to Google Analytics, but I do. The other plugin that I use that I'm about ready to quit is the all-in-one SEO pack. And again, all these will have a link to the show notes at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. This gives you the ability to add additional keywords. And more importantly, one of the most important parts of your blog post, and of course a podcast is simply audio connected to a blog post, is the title. I've talked about this before. This is like the headline of your podcast. Well, sometimes you don't want to make this really long title because it's long or whatever, but you can put a, some, like you could say the Moses mentality, right? Maybe that's the title, which in rarely, when I think about that, it's not a great title because that doesn't make me want to click on it, but it does make me go, what do they mean, the Moses mentality? But I could go into SEO, all-in-one SEO pack, go into their area and say, look, for the title, type in, do you have a Moses mentality? That might get people interested if this was a Christian podcast, where it would display the Moses mentality, but up in the title bar, that's if you open up a browser, the very, very, very top thing you see will be either an Internet Explorer or a Firefox logo, something like that, and then you will see the title of that page, and that may help you in terms of, you could stuff some keywords in there. You could say, you know, like today's will be top podcasting plugins will probably be the name of this episode. So I might have top podcasting plugins be my title, but of the post, but in terms of what gets displayed above, it might say top podcasting plugins from the school of podcasting.com, learn to podcast, podcast consulting, any other of my typical keywords, things like that, because those carry, for lack of a better phrase, more juice. So those are the really, I don't use a ton. Now there is a new one that I want to add called Tweet This. This is a pretty cool plugin. It's not very intrusive. Share This is another one that's a good one. In terms of, it puts a little, Share This, first things first, is a plugin, puts a little green button on your each post. People can click on this and say, hey, add this to Dig. Throw this on Facebook. Throw this on MySpace, things like that. So it's a way to share your blog post. Tweet This is a cool thing in the fact that people can click on this. It launches a new website, loads up Twitter, where they can put in their login name and password in Twitter, and it automatically puts a retweet about your podcast post and sends a link to your website. And then you can actually see, I think it keeps track of how many times people have retweeted your episode. Hey, the New Media Expo was this week, and if you've been listening for a regular time, you know, unfortunately, I didn't get to go. And the thing I was really surprised about is I didn't see a lot of stuff tweeted. It was very quiet from the Blog World Expo, from where I was sitting at least. I didn't get to log into Twitter as much as I could, and the blogs I read, nobody mentioned it. So maybe that will happen this week as things come back. But if you went, I would love to hear your impression of it. Don't forget to mention your podcast. Don't forget to mention your website. You can call that in, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. It's 888-563-3228. And that is going to do it for this episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. I just gave you the voicemail. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can leave a comment out at the website. Again, that's shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. But if you're ready to start a podcast, seriously, we've got step-by-step tutorials. We've got resources. So if you're looking for cool WordPress plugins, I'm building a section for that. If you're looking for background music, if you're looking for a way to sell your podcast, if you're looking for graphics for your website, all those are in the resource sections. And of course, you've got little old me who does live webinars to answer any questions that you might have All you got to do, go to schoolofpodcasting.com, click on the Join Now button. You can join for a day, you can join for a month, you can join for 3 months, 6 months, whatever you want. Check it out, schoolofpodcasting.com, because it's time to live a life worth podcasting about. And if you don't start your podcast soon, chances are your competition is. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again next week. And until then, class dismissed.